All right, welcome to our first live front page in this new year of 2014. Great to have you aboard. And we're thrilled to have the keynote speaker for today's Leading with Power luncheon, first Thursday of the month, going on just north of us at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley, 11:45 to 1. And we're going to hear from Cody Bobé. He is a self-described fitness evangelist. What is that exactly? We've heard a short interview with him over the last couple of days. If you caught the last segment of Tuesday's show or the second segment yesterday on New Year's Day. But whether or not you did, you're in store for a real treat. He's with us in studio this hour ahead of delivering a message with a very gripping title to the men, only guys, at Leading with Power in the noon hour today. Also, after 11 on WOGO, as we're accustomed to, it's the politics and Packers these days. Packers fewer than 7,500 tickets left for Sunday's playoff game, facing a NFL-imposed TV blackout of 3:40 today. Yeah, the NFL says you got to have a sellout of a playoff game, or typical any game, 72 hours before the game. Otherwise, there's a blackout in the TV markets within 75 miles of where the game is. People in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Wausau kind of chewing on their fingernails about that right now. So, anyhow, we'll take up that plus some political predictions for the new year from political science professor and political guru Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia. All that after 11 on homepage on AM680 and WOGO.com. But getting us started here for the new year, Cody Bobé is in studio, as is Keith Tompkins, the founder of Leading with Power. So you're not over there, you know, making the food. You're trusting the people at the Eagles Club to take care of that.
Not yet. I'll throw that together real quick.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, Cody, welcome to wintry Wisconsin. It's 0 degrees. What would it be in Oklahoma these days? What's the temperature right now?
This morning in Oklahoma, it's 32. So it's still cold.
That is still cold. Yeah, okay.
But it's a lot warmer than here.
A lot warmer, absolutely. All right. Well, you've had a lot to run through to get here. You had quite the test yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was a long travel day to get out here, but I'm thankful to be here.
All right. Well, great to have you. Keith, give us an idea. What did you all face yesterday?
Well, it was unbelievable. I don't want to speculate on the airline's intentions, but there was a connecting flight from Chicago to Eau Claire that I'm convinced was never intended to be made, and he got flights canceled all day long and then finally was able to fly into Minneapolis, and we arranged for the van service from Minneapolis to Eau Claire. But then one final obstacle to overcome in the day is the van driver gave him the wrong carry-on bag, so we had to wait at the depot for him to come back again. But it gave us time to catch up. And I am convinced, as you are, that the greater the opposition, the greater the blessing that we're in store for today, and I know that's to be true.
All right. Well, I enjoyed my 10-minute interview with you earlier in the week, Cody, and various ways to describe you. I guess part of it is, though, your background in the military, I mean, it kind of prepares you, right, for the obstacles and the unpredictable aspects of life?
Yes, it does. Yesterday was really comical with going through everything. If I didn't have the military background and mission trip experience, it might have got to my head a little bit, but it was just everything, flights canceling. I lost my the bag that I checked in, never made it here. So eventually it just got comical. From the time in the military, they teach you, you do your mission, and that's the most important thing. You could be in the same clothes. There's times I was in the same clothes for 6 days because we were out on the field doing work. So it just taught you, it hardened you to some of the difficulties. But it was nice. I was in a warm airport, and I had my laptop to be able to catch up with emails and work, so I didn't have a lot to complain
about.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Cody, great to have you here. You are, if I go to CodyBobé.com, you're billed as the founder of Lose to Serve and the author of Lose 40 Pounds in a Day, and you travel and speak to churches about the importance of making small changes to live in optimal health. So so it's hard to know when talking to you where to begin exactly, but how about a little bit more of your background? You're married, two kids. Tell us more about you and how you got to be where you are at age 28, which I have to say, having talked to you the other day, Keith, you commented at the gathering watching the Badgers loss yesterday. The party was better than the game. But the fact is that, Cody, you're very impressive for 28 years old.
Oh, thank you.
And Keith's daughter turning 28 yesterday, the youngest of his three, kind of took exception to that. But, I mean, nothing against 28-year-olds, but you got it on the ball for 28. So how'd you get here?
Oh, thank you, sir. By God's grace, I've been through a lot of life experience. When I was 18, I went into the military. I was living a pretty rough life before I was 18. I was a big partier and in a tough lifestyle. I went into the military to be a special forces person. I figured I could go in the military, jump out of planes, and kill people. And at that point, at 18 years old, that was enticing to me. I didn't know the Lord at that point in my life. And I went in, passed all the tests. I was ready to go. And I met Jesus as my personal Savior at that point. And my life changed. From there, the military changed my course. Excuse me. And I went to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and flew on the Boeing 707 aircraft. Excuse me. And met my wife in Oklahoma City as I was serving in the military. We've been married now for 7.5 years. Developed a passion to help people get fit. With 3.5 years left in the military, I took over our command fitness program as an assistant command fitness leader. So I was over about 300 people. And I realized that God had given me a passion to help people make changes and a gift to do it. We broke a lot of the records at Tinker Air Force Base. I got awarded with some great awards there for record-setting numbers. I stepped out of the military and stepped into my calling to help people make changes. That's where I stepped into my ministry and ended up publishing my book and getting that into stores and really stepping into a platform that God was preparing for me to speak into people's lives, to talk about exercise and the importance of that for our lives and the uniqueness of every human soul. And that's the angle that I come from, is learning people. And to help somebody, you have to know that person. And that's the angle that I take.
Wow. I think, oh my God, wow. What do you say to that? That is impressive, Cody. And it's great to have you here. And I can't wait to hear what the guys are going to say. Let's just give kind of a preview of what's coming up here later on at Leading with Power. Now, Keith Tompkins, is it too late for people? I saw we're over 100 of RSVP to leadingwithpower.org.
No, they certainly are welcome to still come. They can show up even if they don't RSVP. They're just not eligible for our valuable prizes.
Gotcha. Okay, that's the only thing you lose. All right, there you go. But the vittles will still be there.
They'll still enjoy a free lunch. And probably maybe more importantly for all of your listeners, tonight at 6 o'clock we'll be regathering again, and Cody will be presenting another presentation that'll be a little more question-answer and self-directed, and that's open to men, women, and families. So that's a great opportunity also tonight at 6, same place.
So the pizza dinner by donation kind of 6 to 6:30, yeah. And then after that, all right.
We cleared the pizza with Cody, and he's gonna overlook the nutritional value of our delicious pizza for one night.
You were getting razzed a bit about that yesterday. Okay, so Cody, the title, I mean, on your email, you've got this quote from Vince Lombardi. So it just talked about the Packers coming up. More on that after 11 on WDOGO. We'll hear from Coach McCarthy and look ahead to Sunday's game with the Niners. But you have this quote from Lombardi: "Excellence is achieved by the mastery of the fundamentals." Makes sense, yes. But why do we kind of overlook that? Why do we not? We don't like the fundamentals, right? They're not so fun.
And they're not so fun. They are the thing that helps us gain excellence in our lives. And I love this. My favorite, outside of scripture, this is my favorite quote that I ever use. As humans, if we want to be excellent, we cannot overlook the basics. When I first realized that I had a passion to help people with fitness, what I realized was the science is really easy. It's eat less and move more. It's the first law of thermodynamics. So why is weight loss so difficult? As humans, we make things more complicated than they should be. We have a human soul, which everybody, it's so beautiful. We're all made completely different in why we respond to certain triggers, why we do certain things. But with exercise science, we make it way more complicated than it should be. If we stick to fundamentals in our life with exercise, with drinking water, with eating small meals throughout the day to preserve our energy and to increase that, if we rest and we take one day off a week to rest, if we get good sleep at night, if we stick to those things, we'll be a lot more successful with our health. And that's what I really teach with people, with business leaders. If men out there, if you're able to come to the lunch today, it's going to be really neat. I'm going to talk about bleeding excellence. And not physically, obviously, but when we emotionally get wounds, what happens? What were you doing before that? Because everybody that wants to change the world around us, everybody that wants to really push, you're going to get hurt. Because no matter what, if you have a vision to change the world around you, there's going to be somebody that will criticize you. You will fail. We're human, so we make a plan. Every best plan will fail along the way. What happens when we get wounded and hurt? Do we have fundamentals that we've been practicing that lead to excellence come out of us? Do we know how to handle when our anxiety increases and our serotonin in our brain drops off and we can't control that? Have we been exercising to increase our natural endorphins in our brain to where we can handle that stress and that anxiety more effectively? when it's a long day and we're feeling depressed because something happened, we had an employee do this and a project isn't going the same way that we wanted it to, and we feel depressed and we have to go home and deal with our family. Happens to me a lot. I have two kids at home, and you're just stressed and you're depressed and you just want to go to fast food and eat it. Do you have the ability to bleed excellence, to say, my purpose is stronger than this temptation? My purpose, I don't need to eat fast food every day because that will destroy my brain. It will destroy my heart and it will destroy my musculoskeletal system. That's what today's talk is. And that's what my heart is for humans, to say, we have to practice fundamentals. Fundamentals for me as a Christian, you have to practice your fundamentals of faith. You can't get so complex that you miss the most important simple things.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that talk. When I told my wife that the title of your talk is Bleed Excellence, she's like, bleed? So the reaction to the bleed part, you definitely draw attention with that. Can you just amplify on that? Why? Because you're talking about the emotional wounds, though.
The emotional wounds, yes. And I love the analogy with our blood. That is the thing that sustains our life on this earth. It is the life liquid flowing through our bodies. So do we have excellence ingrained that deep inside of us? Are we really committed to excellence? I love in the military, the last line of the Sailor's Creed. I was a sailor for 6 years, and it's, I'm committed to excellence and the fair treatment of others. And I would constantly use that. But are we really committed to excellence? LeBron James, if he wasn't committed to shooting free throws, to dribbling, to his crossover, he wouldn't be the athlete that he is now. So if we want to do great things, it has to be ingrained in, deep inside in us, and it has to be in our blood. It has to be in our life stream.
Fascinating stuff. We're going to continue this hour and give you a chance to ask questions even ahead of Renovate tonight at 6 at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley at 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. Email Mark at wib.com or text Halvo to 77000. It is Cody Bobé, founder of Lose to Serve. We'll find out more what that is. Talk about his book, Lose 40 Pounds in One Day. That sounds pretty tough to me. But also, maybe you're thinking, you know what? This isn't really spirituality. I mean, how does eating less, exercising more, the significance of that tie in with our spirituality? We'll talk about that more when we continue with Cody Bobé and Keith Tompkins next.
Ah, Grey Knight. I see that you are becoming more clear-headed in your thinking.
I am not so sure. I continue with the headaches that cause me to have confused thought.
Here, I've brought more of the medicine to help you.
My Lady Morgana, also, as of late, I have had strange dreams.
What kind of dreams?
I am in a battle, pitted against an overwhelming foe. A great knight strikes me with a shining sword, and then I'm falling into darkness.
It was no dream. It was Arthur who struck you with the sword Excalibur.
This excerpt is taken from The Knights of the Round Table, a two-hour live-action adventure being performed at the State Theater in Eau Claire, Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, January 12th at 3 p.m. This classic tale is retold and dramatized by local playwright Karen Hurd, with original music written by Ethan Wickman and fight choreography by Reed Brown. Tickets can be purchased from the Eau Claire Regional Arts Center, 715-832-2787, or at eauclairearts.com.
90, 100, 110. Oh, excuse me, I was just counting out cash for another Homespun Tour member. Yes, cash. You didn't know? Homespun Tours Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake has been giving our tour members cash back for nearly 25 years. How do you get yours? Book any extended 2014 motor coach tour departing after April 1st, pay your $100 deposit by January 31st, and you're eligible for up to 6% of the price of your tour in cash at departure. So call me in Chippewa at 720-9000 for a catalog and all the details. That's Homespun Tours, with cash back for you.
Don't let the cold and snow get you down. Let the music and fun of the Legacy 5 melt them away. WWIB presents Legacy 5, Nashville's premier Southern Gospel group, in concert Sunday, February 23rd at Eau Claire's Calvary Baptist Church. Artist Gold Reserve and group tickets are on sale now. Send your self-addressed, self-stamped envelope and check to Legacy 5, P.O. Box 643, Marshfield, Wisconsin 54449. Check ticket prices at WWIB.com. Click on the Legacy 5 banner.
Now that is the gospel in a nutshell.
Billy Graham, the CD My Hope, songs inspired by the message and mission of Billy Graham, coincides with the evangelist's 95th birthday, featuring 12 brand new recordings from Christian music's top names, including Michael W. Smith, Toby Mac, Amy Grant, Israel Houghton, Terry Joel, Matthew West, and more. Each artist has a special connection to Billy Graham and his incredible ministry. During January, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the CD My Hope. Call, write, or go online.
All right, it's a Thursday Front Page. First live show of the year. This year, 2014, Mark Halvorsen sitting down with self-described fitness evangelist Cody Bobé, as well as Keith Tompkins, the founder of Leading with Power, into year two, kicking off 2014 today. Yes, 11:45 to 1 at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. And show up, whether you're RSVP'd or not, to leadingwithpower.org. And there's going to be a great meal, as always, and a fantastic speaker as we're getting acquainted with Cody Bobé, who's the keynote today, Bleeding Excellence. And can't wait to hear that. But Keith, talk about what was behind kind of the decision in having Cody come. It comes from an observation you had as you're sitting with some spiritual leaders.
Yeah, you know, Renovate and Leading with Power is a thank offering to the Chippewa Valley by a group of men that recognize how blessed we've been and want to give that gift back to the community. And this particular passion, and it seemed like January 2nd was the right date to choose, has been a personal passion of mine over my adult life as well. I actually was a Phi Ed major and worked in the YMCA and was involved in health and fitness until my course was changed. But recognizing about maybe 10 years ago, sitting in a circle of elders and leaders of the church that I went to, and we went around the room just looking, and almost every man there was dealing with either borderline or extremely high cholesterol issues. And almost every guy was battling with high blood pressure. And these were men in their late 30s, 40s, early 50s. And then losing dear friends, you know, in what we think to be maybe prematurely. And Stan Williams comes to mind right away as a great loss to the cause of Christ in the Chippewa Valley. And he was our spiritual songbird and passion and heart. And we lost a good friend earlier than we should have. And another great friend of mine spent his daughter's wedding day in the hospital recovering from quadruple bypass surgery. And another great friend of mine that was an athlete and clean living man who had quadruple bypass surgery and still battles with heart issues. And dealing with other men who are spiritual giants and they're sacrificially available and they're ministering pastoral elders of the body of Christ. They're dealing with health issues and energy issues, and for some reason this seems to be off limits to talk about within the church. So, and just a small phrase that I believe is true is that if you can tell people why, they will figure out how. And my instincts are that Cody's message today will be to make that connection finally for some people and hopefully for many people, as to the why. And the only thing I offer to that equation is when I became a Christian, I actually started wearing my seatbelt. And the reasoning behind that was if God valued me enough to send his son to die in my place and take the penalty for my sin, I must have value. If I have value, I need to start taking care of myself. And for me at the time, I was already exercising and doing athletic things, but I was careless in a lot of other ways, and that just started a pattern of stewardship is what I would call that. And the only second motivation that I know of for caring for my body from the Bible is that my body is not my own. It belongs to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a temple of the Holy Spirit, yeah.
So, first stewardship to God as a temple of the Holy Spirit, but secondly, mm-hmm. It doesn't belong to me.
Yeah.
And it belongs to my wife, and I need to take care of it on that basis.
Mm-hmm. And so from that, yet we've had a mindset, and maybe we're starting to lose it. At the same time, you know, Rick Warren's new book was out just ahead of Christmas, The Daniel Plan, which is a 40-day weight loss experience, talking about doing this in community. And Cody, I know with Lose to Serve, which we're going to get to, it seems like you want to address that too, but this idea of exercising and eating, right? And so maybe what Keith said there, the idea of our significance, I mean, we in the church ideally maybe should be societally leading the way, right? Yeah. Because we have the message of significance. Yes. And so we should share with everybody else, hey, you're really important. That's why I need to take care of your body.
Yeah, absolutely. I have with my book, I have a 6-week small group study. It's a DVD study. And the first week we talk about, and the most important thing I can tell anybody is how significant they are. My first week is titled The Secret to Lasting Change. And I talk about the importance of how much God loves us, the importance of knowing that every day, that he sent his only son to die for us. I have a son, and he's my firstborn son, and I love him like crazy. And I love people in my life, but I would not kill him for anybody that I know in my life. And God sent his son to die for us, for a sinner like me, because he loves us so much. Sinners all over the world. And when we really know God's love and we think on it, we dwell on it, it's impossible not to want to love him back. When my wife does something for me and she shows me so much love and affection, it's impossible for me to not say, babe, I love you. Thank you. And God, the first two greatest commandments that Jesus talks about is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself in Mark 12:30-31. I call that the wellness program of the Bible. So once we focus on how valued are we, once we know that, we want to, like Keith was saying, we want to take care of ourselves. We want to make sure we do what we can because God thinks we're that important, that we can do the daily fundamentals, the putting the seatbelt on, the drinking the water, the daily exercise to take care of ourselves so we can carry out the mission of sharing that love with other people on this earth.
Now, when I talked to you the other day, Cody Bobé, and you've mentioned it a couple of times today about water, and I think one of your lines the other day when we talked was you said, if everybody would drink 64 ounces of water a day, which is, that's a gallon.
Yeah.
If everybody drink a gallon of water, then what?
Well, that's nice thing is that's a half gallon. That's nice.
Half
64,
gallon, okay.
Just a half gallon. Really, yes, I love it. Grabbing that water. It's not that intimidating, but if we could do that, you know, as a fitness evangelist, I go and speak in a lot of churches, and a lot of times people will be like, I need you to pray for me. I have headaches all the time. Well, I will pray for you, but how much water do you drink a day? Because 80% of headaches are self-induced because we aren't hydrated. So if we drink water, we eliminate 80% of the headaches that we experience. It's a basic fundamental. But if we could, as a country, if we could just drink at least 64 ounces a day, I believe we would start to understand what true hunger pangs are. Most of the time, we're not hungry. We're just thirsty. We would have the energy. Our bodies, on average, are 60 to 70% water. Brain is 75% water. Our joints, a lot of people have back pain. Your joints, the synovial fluid in your joints, water, 80% water. 90% water in some of your joints, the pain that we have, be eliminated by just drinking water and staying hydrated.
So some credit to Michelle Obama. I mean, she was to do a water campaign this year. She was in Watertown, Wisconsin, Watertown, New York, trying to get this message to young people and anybody who would listen.
Oh, I love what Michelle Obama is doing because it's that simple. If we focus on how simple it is, it doesn't have to be. You know, I love P90X, but I am a master fitness specialist and I cannot do P90X. I look at Tony Horton on there and he kicks me to the ground and I get discouraged. My pastor in Oklahoma says either we live by a prescribed standard or by a power. And he said a prescribed standard will condemn us eventually. And for me, P90X condemned me. It was too hard. It was too much for me to take on. But by the power of the Holy Spirit to give us hope every day, to practice the fundamentals, to drink the water, to understand our purpose. Because my major point through everything I'm talking about today is if the focus on your purpose is stronger than the temptation, you'll be able to succeed.
Say that again.
If the focus on your purpose in life is stronger than the current temptation that you face, you'll be able to succeed at whatever you put your mind to.
And to Keith's point earlier, the why. He said if people understand the why, then they'll do the how. I think he said you're going to get us the why. I think you can get us the why and the how. I'm counting on you for both, okay?
Sweet.
So it's kind of a double bill here.
Yes.
But the why and the how. So that purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's where you give that biblical message.
Yes.
As you talked about Mark 12:30-31, I've never heard it described as God's fitness plan.
It's really neat. It was through a lot of prayer and study that the Lord put that on my heart. And when he did that, he called me into a ministry that I have now. And really started opening doors. So I would love for anybody listening, please come tonight. I know the how. The how is simple, but I'm highly trained in the how.
Uh-huh.
I've worked with people now for 8.5 years, full-time, working, helping people. No matter where you're at, I can help you with the how.
Hmm.
The most incredible thing about what God has called me to and the message I'm stewarding is that the why for each person gets illuminated through the message. We understand why. One of my favorite books is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And he wrote that out of the concentration camps, and he was a survivor. But what is, when humans understand what your individual purpose is, you get a self-discipline like you've never had in your life.
Hmm. And so how do you boil down? What do you see as your purpose? I mean, do you have that? Because you said you and your wife are big on writing down goals. What is your...
Yes. My purpose, when I start to lose my strength, is when I stop focus on helping people. I talk with my wife all the time. My main identity is a helper. So if I'm doing something for myself, I lose the power to overcome temptation. I'll talk about today at the lunch, maybe a little bit tonight, but planned in today at the lunch that for 1 year I dealt with serving myself, a vanity, being controlled by the mirror. And I was walking with the Lord. I was doing ministry, but I became a spokesperson for a sports nutrition company. I had my shirt off all the time, and it was always about, oh, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat. And my body fat was 4%, 3.8%, 5%. And I was never satisfied. I always say that the mirror is a schizophrenic, crazy person that talks to you every morning. Never trust that reflection. But that's the line.
It sounded like you're the kind of the counter to women and eating disorders. I mean, not that you had an eating disorder, but I mean, in terms of that issue, in terms
of. It was absolutely
never good enough, although that would be.
Never. Yeah. It would consume my life.
So, how did you break out of that?
One morning, I was sitting and reading my Bible, and I felt the Lord put on my heart, You've put me on the back burner. And it started from there. And I repented. And, you know, and it wasn't like I wasn't reading my Bible. I was reading my Bible. I just wasn't pursuing God first in my life. I was not pursuing my purpose. I got caught in a trap of serving myself. And in my book, there's a part where I say, serve God and not your body, because your body makes a wonderful servant, but a horrible God. Mm. And for 1 year, I allowed my body to be the God of my life. And it makes a horrible God, but a great servant. And that's what we'll talk about, stewarding your body to serve the mission of your purpose that God has given you, and that purpose is good. It is good. There's hardships along the way, but Tony Dungy, one of my favorite people to read from, says, life is tough, but God is good.
Mm-hmm. I got a song in those regards, actually, I could
you
pull
know,
out here.
Just an observation, Mark, I want to add. You know, Cody's the oldest 28-year-old I've ever met, and I mean that in all good ways, but he has a board of directors, which is an incredibly smart accountability and foundational approach to life in general. But one of his board members is Ken Cooper, which is amazing to me because when I was in the fitness industry, I don't even want to say how many years ago, he was the pioneer. He was the name of, he was doing that before it became popular. He was the pioneer of our industry in terms of health and wellness and fitness. And the fact that he's still feeding into your life and is amazing to me a generation later.
All right, more to get into, absolutely. More to get into with Cody Beaubé. Again, three opportunities to hear from Cody today. This is the first one here. The second one is Leading with Power. If you're a guy, 11:45 to 1 at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. If I was you, I'd be clearing my schedule to make that happen today. Lunch is first free if you're a newcomer or you bring somebody new. And then also, finally, tonight at 6 o'clock, Renovate starts with some dinner. And then after that, hear what Cody has to say. More coming up.
You turn the key and close the door behind you. Drop your bags on the floor. You reach for the light, but there's darkness deep inside, and you can't take it anymore. 'Cause sometimes living takes the life out of you, and sometimes living is all you can do. Life is hard, the world is cold, we're barely young and then we're old, but every falling tear always understood. Life is hard, but God is good.
If you're shopping for the best deal on a used vehicle, make sure you know about certified pre-owned vehicles from Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle is backed by not one, but two factory warranties out to 5 years or 100,000 miles. Plus, certified pre-owned vehicles now come with owner care, which provides free standard maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. Get all this value and a great price on a certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, or GMC at Marquardt Motors on Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Hey, it's the Gordy's Guru here. The new year is upon us, and with it comes new beginnings and new resolutions. So this week, hit up the 50% off sale going on at Gordy's. Gallons of Land O'Lakes white milk are 50% off. Skim for $1.78, up to $2.12 for whole, with 1% and 2% in between limit 2. Enjoy lean cuisines at half price during our 50% off sale, along with Gordy's white bread, fresh express salad blends, no-name steaks, and Bellatria Sunday brunch pizzas, all at 50% off. New York strip steaks, $4.98 a pound, while 3 to 4-ounce frozen Canadian lobster tails are $3.88 each. Happy New Year from Gordy's County Market.
Right now, at your office, when someone's screen fills with error messages...
This can't be good.
Emails won't send.
Come on already.
Big projects take forever to process.
36 minutes, what?
Or files just disappear.
No!
You just have Larry to fix it all. But when you have Marco in your corner, you have a full IT staff ready to help at a moment's notice. Let me introduce you. This is Tom, Sally,
Marco, Rick, we have the technical expertise to keep your office up and running smoothly. We have hundreds of techies.
Molly, Mary, Mike, Nathan, Robert, Philip, Steve.
Who can not only solve problems from minor login issues to full-scale disaster recovery, but also keep problems from happening in the first place with proactive network maintenance, server monitoring, and security updates. Get the help you need with Marco's managed IT services. You have enough to worry about running your business. When it comes to managed IT, we're all ears. At Marco, we don't just listen. We listen louder, and that speaks volumes. Get to know us at marconet.com.
Serving Eau Claire and Chippewa Counties, Valley Septic and Sewer Service, known for cleanliness and thorough inspections for over 25 years. Valley Septic and Sewer Service. When's the last time you had your home or business maintained? If it's been over 3 years, it's overdue. Call Valley Septic and Sewer Service, 723-2474 or 836-9515. And when winter blows in, Valley Septic has equipment to fix any problem. Call Dan to schedule your inspection and pumping today, 723-2474 or 836-9515.
All right, it's Front Page, WWIB, and your questions and comments for Cody Bobé, fitness evangelist and author, and the keynote speaker at today's Leading with Power, 11:45 to 1 at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley, and tonight at 6 o'clock, presenting more and answering questions. That's men, women, kids, the whole deal tonight at 6 Renovate in Eau Claire, again at the Eagles Club. But 723-2555 if you have a question or comment, 1-800-657-4769. Email marketweb.com or text Halvo to 77000. Your book is Lose 40 Pounds in a Day. Now, when I brought that up with you in the phone interview we did on Tuesday, you kind of laughed and you said, you know, I like the title because it gets attention, but it leaves people with the wrong idea that it's just a weight loss book. So take us a little bit more into that.
It's good. The title is, it's really cool, but I want every person that is alive, that has a body, to read and go through my 40-day journey in my book, because it's not just a weight loss book. It is a journey to optimal health, because no matter where you're at as a human, the most difficult place to get to and stay is your optimal weight. It's your most productive place to live. It's the happiest place for you to live. You will experience the most happiness. I believe joy is an internal spiritual blessing that we have, but happiness is a state of mind, and you will experience some of the greatest benefits of health at your optimal weight, and we all have work to get there. Nobody stays there all the time. We have activities like Christmas where you're going to have some fudge. You're going to have some peanut brittle. If you don't, you need to because it's delicious.
You're the kind of diet coach I could get used to. Okay, keep going.
No, but it's my book is a really practical approach. It's like I really model what Dave Ramsey has done, and it's really simple. No matter where you're at, what education level, where you're at money-wise, what your budget is, you can go through my system. You can go through it. It's just practical. I teach you, and you're going to read it and be like, oh, that's so simple. But it is the most effective thing that you can do with your body. And every human needs to practice it, because no matter if you're LeBron James in basketball or you're a little dribbler starting off in preschool, you have to learn how to dribble the ball, and you can never stop practicing dribbling. You can never stop practicing your free throw shooting, because if you do, you will lose it. And you have to practice the fundamentals with your health every day. You cannot get to a point with your health where you stop drinking water. I wish there was a magical button that we unlock like a video game. Once you got to a certain health level, you never have to mess with it again, and you pass that level. But it doesn't happen. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep working and sowing positive seeds into our health. And that's what my book is. Really practical, really simple. But that is, just like we know in life, It's the most powerful. Steve Jobs was known for it. Let's make everything as simple as possible. And look at what he did with technology. He revolutionized. Why? Because he narrowed it down to three items. And he changed the world with what he did. Hmm. Dave Ramsey, why is he so successful? He made it simple. Simple. And if we understand health is simple, our how is simple. It's discovering and unlocking the why. And that's what in my book, I bring the attention on why is it important for you to make a mindset shift to lose whatever amount of weight you have in your life to get to optimal health. Then you experience your why. And that's why I'm in my book, I give 100% money back guarantee. If somebody buys it, it'll be available for sale at the lunch today and tonight. Have them with me. If you buy it and you go through the 40-day journey and it doesn't change your life, you get an hour consultation with me and you get your money back because it is science. It works. I always tell people science wins. God made science. You apply science, it wins. If you tell me, hey, I don't think if I jump off this building, I will hit the ground. I won't tell you to try, but I'll tell you that you're wrong. Because science, it's the proven law of gravity. Well, just like weight loss. I get people all the time, I can't lose weight. It's not set up for me. No, no, no. Go to Africa for 80 days and don't eat. I promise you'll lose weight.
I've been to Africa 3 times. Go to Africa and eat and you're going to lose weight. So, wow. That is very good stuff. Fascinating stuff. And that's why you're the perfect. Love having you on here on the second day of the year. Love having you at the keynote today at Leading with Power and again tonight. And again, these ideas, you boil it down in terms of, hey, exercise more, eat less. Okay. This is going to work wonders. Yeah. And yet there's so many reasons. We aspire to that, or at least we would tell, just like people, you've got one book you've written. Lose 40 pounds in a day. You got another book. What's that? When's that going to come out?
That's about 4.5-5 months away, and it's for men only. Really cool. It's called Put Down Your Fork and Pick Up Your Cross. Hmm. And it's not the fork that we eat with at the dinner table. It's the fork that feeds our selfish desires, our sinful nature. And I talk about the war between the flesh and the spirit, but it's a special forces challenge for men. And it's really fun. Anything from evangelism in it to walking, running, jogging, crawling, a 5K, however you have to finish. And you do it with a group of 2 to 12 guys. So it's like a special forces group. Mm. You walk through some challenging topics. But I always say what you do with your health, we are a three-part being as humans. We have to understand our why. What is our brain? Well, yes, your human personality is in your frontal lobe of your brain. That's where you get self-control, but if you take that off, that's your personality. So yes, your brain identifies your personality. But as a Christian, we're born again. So where are we born again at? Well, not my brain. I lived a destructive life before I was 18, and I remember those feelings, emotions, and pictures of those party lifestyles that I lived in. So we have to understand that what we do with our body is, it's not just a piece. It is a part of who we are. It is a part. We can't separate and say, my brain's not important. Well, if we get Alzheimer's and we can no longer remember somebody's name, you can't remember scripture. You can't share the hope of Jesus with somebody, the love of Jesus, because the operating system for your emotional mind just went away. If your heart, you say, it's not important for me to eat healthy. I don't have to worry about my LDL, my bad cholesterol being high. Okay, don't worry about it too long, but then eventually you're going to stroke out or die from a heart attack, and you're no longer on this earth. And I say that the main purpose of humans is to love God and love and serve others. So then you're going to go, and if you're a Christian, you're going to go to heaven, and there's no war to fight there. Thank God we get new bodies in heaven, because I'm going to eat Krispy Kreme donuts every day and drink ice cream milkshakes, because I'll be done, because I tell everybody—
I don't believe you will, but all right, whatever.
I tell everybody, eating healthy, I would always rather have a donut than a chicken breast and broccoli. I would always rather have ice cream and a big greasy burger, but it's not about the instant gratification. It's about the long-term impact that our food makes. And if it has to come down to our focus. Our focus on our purpose has to be stronger than the temptation that's in front of us, because yes, that fast food will feel good. It'll make me, it's so good when you're eating it, but everybody knows an hour later, hour and a half later, you feel terrible. Why did I do that? Mm-hmm. My stomach hurts. You don't sleep well. You feel like you're hungover the next morning from the carbohydrates, the fat, because you are, and it impacts your next day. So it's really important just to take, and just with my next book for men, with Lose 40 Pounds in One Day, to say what I do with my health is not just a part of my life. It is my life. This is my one gift that I've been given, my only gift that I only get one of. So I have to steward it well, because if you don't, you run out of life on this earth. So we have to look at it like I am a spirit, soul, and a body, and it is a part. Exercise teaches me. I tell people, when you work out in the gym, if you get comfortable, you're doing something wrong. You always have to be pushing out of your comfort zone, or you're not going to make any progress. Heart rate monitors, weight training when you track your weights. If your resistance doesn't increase, if your heart rate stays the same, you're not going to push yourself and get the impact that you want. It's always uncomfortable, and that's the same thing with every area of our life. If we really want to bleed excellence, it takes work to live excellent. And that's what Vince Lombardi, one of my favorite inspirational speakers of all time. Excellence is achieved by the mastery of the fundamentals. And man, that sounds easier saying it, but he's talking to some of the most elite football players in the world. And those practices were brutal. My workout partner back in Oklahoma City is an ex-NFL. He's an ex-Miami Dolphin. Played for the CU Buffs, and he told me when they'd practice the fundamentals, it would be some of the worst practices they would do because it was things that they should be really good at. So the coaches would expect excellence. Mm. The blocking, everything from starting off these tackling drills, and it just they'd expect so much because they knew it, and it would just the practices would be so hard. And that's what we have to understand. Fundamentals are the most important thing that we can do because the more excellent we are, the more we can serve and love other people.
I just wanted to add a story that Cody shared with us that I think is powerful, the relationship of the addictive power of sugar.
Oh, yes.
Illustrate that.
Let me just reintroduce Cody. Yeah, Keith Tompkins, founder of Leading with Power, going on 11:45 to 1 today at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. Show up. If you didn't RSVP, go ahead. And maybe you don't have a chance at the door prizes, but you're going to hear – more of what Cody has to say. His keynote address is Bleeding Excellence, born out of a Vince Lombardi quote about these fundamentals. But, okay, sugar, okay, yeah, we definitely, people on the edge, that's a tough one to release. You talked honestly about it. I saw a pastor tweeting today, former pastor from the Chippewa Valley, who's an associate pastor at one of the best-known churches in the Twin Cities. And he said, whatever your New Year's resolution is, make sure it includes eating more donuts. Well, I know the joke there, but it's tough to let go of sugar. So,
it's really tough. And in 2010, Scripps Research Institute did a study to say, why is it so tough? Why is this diet, sustaining diet and exercise, a healthy lifestyle, why is it so challenging? Scripps Research Institute in 2010, they did a study for the first time, and it was revolutionary. They knew with mice, after 14 days, if they were addicted to cocaine, they've already done the study, they knew it, and they would test their neurochemical addiction in their brain. And what they did was they got them addicted to cocaine, which will give you the fastest high from any drug. Heroin's the most addictive, but cocaine just gives you the biggest blast. So they got these mice addicted. After 14 days, they stripped them cold turkey, and it took them – they wanted to see how long it would take them to go back to a neurochemical balance. It took the mice 2 days. After 2 days, the mice did not remember the cocaine, so they were broken from the addiction. They're like, you know what? Let's try the same thing with high-fat, high-sugar foods. They did it with a group of mice, same test. Got them addicted neurochemically to the high-fat, high-sugar foods for 14 days. They lived in it. Their brains were set. They pulled it away cold turkey, and it took them 2 weeks to get back to a neurochemical balance in their brain. What this showed and suggested for the first time in our research in modern science today, the diet and exercise is the hardest addiction to break. Before I was a Christian, when I was 18, I did drugs. And after a stressful day right now, it's not culturally acceptable in most states anyway, to drive home and to get some drugs and get a high and then go on with my life. Well, high fat, high sugar foods now scientifically will do that. I have a stressful day. I go to the fast food place, I eat a big meal, and it gives me a high. So you can't just quit that cold turkey. And that's what Scripps Research Institute said, is this is our problem. We cannot have people like cocaine, like a lot of drugs, just quit cold turkey.
Mm.
They have to do something to where they stay away from it. But here's the deal. That is hard because you have one piece of bacon, the delicious fat bacon, and it spikes that in your brain, so you remember it. So it'd be like you invite the cocaine addict over to your house and he'd recovered from it. And you just, you know, hey, man, you're fine. I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit on this burger. That's fine. No, you're good. It happens all the time in churches with high-fat, high-sugar foods. You see it every, I see it in Oklahoma all the time, every Sunday. Donuts, coffee, and you're like, no, man, I'm good. I don't want a donut. Thank you. Oh, come on. It's just one donut. You're fine. If I was a drug addict, you wouldn't do that to me. But it's not culturally acceptable right now in the church. It's not a cultural problem yet, and that's what I pray happens to say, you know, if you're, whoever's struggling with it, there's hope. That's why I call myself a fitness evangelist, because I bring a challenging message, but there's hope in it that we need to unite together. We need accountability in our lives, and we have to focus on our purpose. Accountability, purpose changes our minds. Accountability keeps that mindset changed, and that's what we need because we can go right now after this radio show, before I go speak, I can go get a fast food meal and get a high, and nobody will really look at me and say that's terrible. But that's our society right now. And sugar is an addictive substance. Since that study, they've tested time and time again how addictive will mice pick any type of sugar or high fat over cocaine. And on average, it's 94% of the time they pick the high fat, high sugar substance. So what it shows researchers and what Dr. Kenneth Cooper said when I talked to him at a Bible study after my second certification with him is we have a problem that America now realizes we do not have a solution for. And that's why the body of Christ needs to stand to unite together because we know our purpose. We need to be reminded of it constantly, but we know it. And we cannot let something kill us because we have a message to bring to people.
And that's why in the next segment, we come back with Cody Bobet, keynote speaker at today's Leading with Power at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley, 11:45 to 1, is the fact of what Lose to Serve is all about. It is a nonprofit organization focused on inspiring the Christian church to lose weight, to serve others more effectively. It's fascinating. We'll tell you more about that as we wrap up with Cody Bobet. This has been like drinking from a fire hydrant, my favorite kind of speaker, and can't wait to hear him. Not only hear him, I'm going to rush over to Leading with Power and try to bring the family tonight. Hope
who's
to
ready for the new year?
Sorry I'm late. Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family.
Cool. What did you get?
I got compression crops for $15 and tees and tanks for $8.
Wow.
Now one arm pull-ups. Go, go,
whoa,
go.
This
go,
is crazy.
Go. Yeah.
I know. Let's run to Old Navy.
Active by Old Navy is now up to 40% off for the family. Get men's quarter zip running tops for $15 and adult tanks and tees from $8. Plus, clearance items are now up to 75% off. Valid 1-1 through 115, in-store only.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Are you tired of the stock market roller coaster? Hi, this is Pat Couture with Keystone Financial. Tune in to It's Your Money, where we'll talk about investments, savings, and retirement income planning. And we promise to make the complex simple. Listen to It's Your Money with me, Pat Couture, Wednesday evening at 7:30 and Saturday evenings at 5:30. Right here on WWIB and WWIB.com.
Benson is an angry, guilty, scared man. He gets together with a preacher and engages in a soul-searching conversation. In a penetrating drama, Benson finds out what is really important in the short life he has left. During January, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the DVD Death Row. Go to WWIB.com, call, walk in, or write 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729.
All right, final segment with Cody Bobet, fitness evangelist. I don't know, Keith Tompkins, have you met any other fitness evangelists? I mean, Cody's kind of a...
No, I've never heard that combination before, but I'm right on it, though. I applaud it.
Yeah.
I agree with it. I'm passionate about it. I'm enthused about his enthusiasm.
Yeah, and that's where we need it. And Cody, besides running Bobet Fitness, again, people can learn more at your website, CodyBobet.com. You created that with your wife, right?
Yes.
Your wife, Haley. But also, you've started Lose to Serve. So as if You weren't busy enough. You started Lewis to Serve, a nonprofit focused on inspiring the church. We've talked about that, inspiring the church to lose weight and to serve others more effectively. So tell us about that.
Yes. For everybody listening, look up Lewis to Serve. I'd love for you to connect with me on social media. Cody Bobe, you can like my page, Cody Bobe. Follow me on Twitter. But look at the Facebook page for Lewis to Serve. You'll be able to follow what we're doing in Oklahoma City. It is a movement in the Christian church that's never been done that I believe God's calling up for a time just like we need in Oklahoma City with one of the most obese states in the country. And it's a model I've studied. I have my graduate degree in leadership and business. And in my undergraduate program, I wrote my research paper, 58 pages on positive impact of wellness in the workplace. So this is a concept that I've been working on for a long time to say, how do we take a troubled area and cause a cultural shift and make a movement in? And that's what we're trying in Oklahoma City with the Lose to Serve Church Weight Loss Challenge. Mm. It is really neat. So in Oklahoma, it's cool. It's $10 a person. That $10 is just what I found. That's the right number for somebody to start something and finish. It's not about the money. The money supports four different nonprofit organizations in Oklahoma. Well, and even nationally, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one. The Jesus House, they help homeless people. And the Oklahoma City Youth Wrestling Foundation helping underprivileged kids. And so they get signed up. If a church gets 25 or more people signed up, they get eligible to win. If their church unites together, loses a percentage of weight, and has the lowest dropout rate, they could win a brand new house. We have a company, Four Corners Homes, that's going to build a brand new house for the winning church to present to a deserving person in their church. So you take the mindset off of the mirror. I'm going to lose weight on purpose. And what's the purpose? To love God and love and serve others. To say, I'm going to lose to serve. I'm going to, by losing this weight, not only do I get the benefit of a healthy body, but I get a watch. And there's going to be, in March 3rd, when it finishes, after that, we're going to watch a family get a house given to them. We're going to watch the second church, the second main prize is a church gets to win a four-year full-ride scholarship to Mid-America Christian University. And they get to present that to a deserving student in their church.
Wow.
Unbelievable, life-changing prizes. But the best
We're giving out a weed whacker today at Leading with Power, by
the
way.
That's where the church
is. Just
thought
I'd throw that in there. I love the size of the vision.
Yeah, that's right.
Love it. So, but that's the plan with the challenge. And if you win, if you say you lose 15% in this eight-week weight loss challenge, and it's only in the Oklahoma City metro area, but if you win, you get a prize. One of the prizes is a year membership to Anytime Fitness. So any one of those prizes, you give that to a deserving person that you know. So you don't gain anything material from this challenge. It's all about impacting and serving your community. And that's what I talk about all the time. No matter if it's weight loss, if it's anger, being a workaholic, I struggle with that all the time. Whatever it is, maybe you're addicted to something, you have to lose, you have to strip that off of your life to serve others, because the healthiest us is the most productive us. Mm. And that's what the whole organization, we're modeling Samaritan's Purse. So I do have Bobe Fitness, I have my book. Every bit of profit that I make funds back into the nonprofit organization Lose to Serve. We're modeling it like the Samaritan's Purse. They help people all around the world with missions, and they actually work off the second part of what we talk about of being the Good Samaritan to people. Our program is to get people to love God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength so they can and are equipped to love people like themselves. And, you know, hopefully when we do that, we love somebody like ourselves, we're taking pretty good care of ourselves.
What do you want to see happen with Lewis? I mean, you're starting in Oklahoma City where you're from, and then who yes. knows where it can go to. I mean, it is a great concept.
Oh, thank you so much. So, everything has a small beginning. So it looks like we find out Monday. It looks like we're going to have anywhere from 4 to 8 churches participate.
So it starts on Monday.
It starts on, yes.
Okay.
So really cool. But it's amazing how hard it has been to break that awareness and get out. I've been on every major news station, live station. We've been all over the city with that. But it's a new concept. It's a new movement. So my goal next year is to bring it back to Oklahoma City, to do it again, expand it. I'm already sowing seeds into Dallas. I want to have Oklahoma City the third year compete against Dallas. Hmm. And in 5 years, I want every major city in the country to compete against each other. So that's the goal. We have the programming in place to do that right now if we wanted to. But the hard thing is it's a new concept. Nobody knows about it. So we have to get brand name recognition. That we are a nonprofit organization, really set up a wellness program for churches. But God willing, our five-year plan is to take it across the country.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left. So, yes, Cody, sir, bring it back to the individual. Again, people can learn more at losetoserve.org, CodyBobayFitness.com. But bring it back in terms of the way you said earlier, hey, it's not rocket science. We can figure out. It makes sense. We know that if you eat less and move more, yes, that you will lose the way you want, and it'll more. But it just doesn't happen for us. And we all know, people joke. They were joking at the bowl game parties yesterday, like, you know what? People make the resolution and they'll fall off the bandwagon within 2 weeks. So how can that be avoided this year? How can we do it right?
I'm really passionate. Today at the lunch, I'm going to have everybody write down their goals. I'm shocked at how many people don't write down goals. I have my master's degree in leadership and business. It's the fundamentals, like I said, of doing the simple things repeatedly that we find excellence. Writing your goals down and sharing it with somebody else. There's a magical power when we share our goal with somebody. It's instant accountability to push us. So please, as you're listening, show up to one of these events. I am a master fitness specialist. I can answer your questions. I've put in the time. There's a lot of self-proclaimed fitness experts that are doing something. A multi-level marketing dealer, they read one book and they're in. But I've put in the work. I've worked active duty with the military. I've been certified with them. I have some of the highest certifications in this country. I will teach you the how. You have questions, bring it. I would love, you could get my book there, but I will help you explore your why. And when you focus on that and you know the how, you are unstoppable. And that's what I want to bring. So please, if you're listening, show up. It will be, I promise, it'll be worth your time.
Well, the bad news is that Cody's done for this hour. That's the bad news. The lots of good news. The good news is that we'll get a podcast up at wib.com that you can listen to repeatedly throughout the rest of the year for inspiration. That you can catch him at Leading with Power if you're a man between 11:45 and 1 today. And don't walk, run there. And then finally, you can catch him tonight at 6 o'clock. And I can't get too much of this guy, Keith Tompkins. Yeah. Thank you so much to Leading with Power for bringing him. And Cody, thank you. Now I know it was a spiritual opposition that all you had to face in the ordeal of travel yesterday getting here from Oklahoma City. We greet you with 2 degrees above zero. At least there's sunshine. And again, Cody, we can follow you on Twitter where?
Just at Cody Bobay. And on Facebook, the same thing, Cody Bobay.
Cody Bobay, B-O-B-A-Y. Yes. Cody, good luck to you. Your University of Oklahoma Sooners against Alabama tonight. They're going to need
all the prayer. Please pray for
him. All right, Cody, can't wait to hear him at Leading with Power. Pack it out, right, Steve?
Yep.
Keith? Keith, yes, thank you. My mind is dizzy. WWIB, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Lot to learn from Cody this past hour.